Welcome to Viz City. I'm Terry Way. Today I have a special guest, Jay Herrera. Jay got his Bachelor of Fine Arts in Sculpture from the University of Oregon, a Master of Business Arts from NCU. He produces video games here locally. He also does figurative sculpture and drawings, and he's a busy guy. Today, we're going to talk about sketching, and today's your son's birthday as well.
That's right.
So thanks for making time to come in and talk to me today.
That's my pleasure.
Well, you're a busy man, and you do lots of things, but today I wanted to kind of focus on a couple things you're involved with, and the first one is an organization called Sketch Crawl. Mm-hmm. And tell me a little bit, you're the local contact for that. I think it's an international thing where sketching takes place. So maybe first of all, talk about what's a sketch.
That's great. Yeah. The sketch is just a fast drawing, and it's usually done on the spot, usually with whatever pen or paper brush you happen to have on you, and you just go for it. And they're usually done in, you know, somewhere between 30 seconds and a couple hours. And that's pretty much what a sketch is. It's just the quick impression of what you're looking at.
And how does a sketch differ from a drawing? Or is it like it is a drawing, but drawings are, the difference?
It's like a rectangle versus a square.
Okay.
A sketch is a drawing, but usually you're not emphasizing the rendering, which means it's not trying to make it photorealistic. Mm. People will they might use a sketch as a beginning for a fully rendered drawing, and then they'll go back to their studio and they'll spend hours and hours working on it to make it look photorealistic.
Okay. And this organization called Sketch Crawl, tell us a little bit about that. There's some interesting things that go on with that.
Yeah, so it started in late 2004. It's an international, it's basically a drawing marathon. The idea kind of come off of the traditional like pub crawl, where you pick a line of bars and go from one to the other as a big party. And the host or the original starter of this said, well, why don't we do this with drawing? Let's just get together a group of people and take our sketchbooks and go from place to place. And they go from restaurant or they go from business to business. And they just spend a day hanging out together, having fun, talking about art and their materials and what they're doing, and just draw the environment around them.
And this is an international thing. So on a given day, this can be happening all over the world.
Exactly. And they usually do it about monthly, and they pick the day, and then everyone else just volunteers and says who's going to meet and where we're going to meet, and set the route. And then at the end of it, everyone shares their drawings with each other, and then they post them up on the web. And that's the really exciting part, because then you get to see people drawing and painting from Barcelona and Berlin and Portland and New York, San Francisco, and they're all posting what their impressions were of the day they had, with rain or shine.
It's a cool idea. And I think this is going to happen in about 10 days, and so it will be here. Again, I'm talking to Jay Herrera, and he is the contact for the Sketch Crawl, and I will post all of the links on the KLCC website under Viz City, and I'll post all the links to Jay and to the Sketch Crawl and all of that. Well, in addition to Sketch Crawl, there's also another organization called Urban Sketchers, which you're not a contact for, but there will be a symposium in Portland. Which, are you going to that?
I am, and I'm very excited about this. So it's happening, this is coming up on July 29th and through the 31st. It's going to be a three-day combination of lectures and just hanging out with people and kind of doing guided sketching with some of the best illustrators and sketchers from around the world. And the sketching community is definitely a mix of professional artists, illustrators, architects, but it's also just people who like to draw and have no actual academic training or professional. But the reason why I'm looking forward to this is it's the first time that this group, which has been, again, running a blog for several years, and it's an invitation only of about 100 artists from about 30 different countries, and they do sketching in an urban environment. Which just means people in cityscapes. And they're going to be kind of doing a mix between teaching and practicum. And so I'm really excited about meeting some of these people that I've been following, seeing their art, talking materials, and then just having a great time drawing Portland.
Do you know how Portland got picked?
I don't know how Portland got picked. Following the leads, it's a city that had background. So the person who hosts Urban Sketchers, who's the originator, he's actually a journalist for the Seattle Times. And he actually makes his living doing kind of biojournalism, including sketches of the Seattle area, and has become known as the Seattle Sketcher. So it's a Northwest-centric organization, but the people are going to be coming from all over the world.
Wow, it sounds really cool. And again, I will post the links to all of these sites on the Viz City website, klcc.org. I've been talking to Jay Herrera about sketching, among other things. Thanks so much for coming in and talking to me today, Jay.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
All right. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.